Hello, my name is Opal Singleton. I am the president and CEO of Million Kids. This is an insider alert. If you don't receive them regularly or you haven't signed up, go to millionkids.org and sign up for insider alert. And I'm going to ask you to share this particular insider alert with everyone you know. We have something that is very disturbing and I need your help. This is breaking news today and it is absolutely urgent. We were notified today that a very concerning legislative action is taking place in Sacramento as we speak. It is called SB 357. It has passed the Senate. It has been through the Public Safety Committee. Now it's in the Assembly at the Public Safety Committee. This could pass at any time. We need quick response for you to share this with anyone you know. This bill is set, in essence, to legalize street prostitution in California. Here is the wording that came off of it. This is done by Senator Wiener. And what is basically saying is that up until now, it has been a misdemeanor to conduct prostitution, especially out on the street. And this bill will repeal those provisions related to street prostitution. And basically what it's saying is that street prostitution will now be allowed throughout the state of California. The wording of SB 357, for years, California has worked hard to clean up the blades in the tracks. What I'm talking about in University Avenue in Riverside, over on Fifth Street and Baseline in San Bernardino, Hope Boulevard in Ontario, Florida Avenue in Hemet. And in the old days, it was like victims of trafficking would be forced to do prostitution up and down the street. And our counties, our communities have worked hard to clean that up, to be able to give the victims of trafficking services and safe haven. I want to share with you a couple of quotes so that you can see what this is like in the communities that have allowed that. This one happens to be Charleston, West Virginia. They say they just had it in dealing with uninvited guests. It's not a sometime thing. It goes on day and night, and they're parking out in front of the house. You see them having sex at the bottom of stairs in a car doing their thing. Even though they have a no parking sign, it's taking place. Her granddaughter said, "Grandma, there's a naked lady. You can see their rear ends in the window." I also want to share with you why this is so important, because street walking prostitution is some of the most dangerous kind of commercial sex on the planet. This is Colorado Springs, a study that said that street walking prostitutions or prostitutes are 18 times more likely to be murdered than any other woman of a similar age. I share with you a girl that got out of the life. She said, "I was 13 years old. I wore short skirts, high heels, and I spent nights in the back of cars and motels. There were men she was forced to call daddy." She said, "If I didn't make $1,500 a night, I'd get beat up. I got slapped. I got punched in the face. I had black eyes, and I still had to go out and do the work." Legalizing street prostitution will destroy businesses and affect the safety of your community. But the most important factor for me, as Million Kids, is that it will be very difficult for us to rescue and protect these victims and to be able to give them safe haven and a chance to get out of the life. Please share this insider alert with everyone at your church, everyone at your sorority, your junior league, everyone at your soroptimus, your rotary, your church, your synagogue, anywhere you go that you know. Share this bill. Tell them they must vote no on SB 357. You need to contact your assembly person immediately, because we cannot allow them, in essence, to legalize street prostitution in our community. If you want to hear more about this, I do a whole hour on it on AM 590, The Answer, this Saturday at 3 o'clock. And I'd be glad, happy if you would share that with others. If you know anybody who is a victim of trafficking or sextortion, social media exploitation, child pornography, report it. And you can report anonymously if you want to at 1-888-373-7888. Please share these insider alerts. Make sure you go on and sign up if you don't, and just if you don't currently belong. And I appreciate it for those of you that support our work. If you need to contact me, you can do that at millionkids.org, millionkids.org. I'll see you next time on Insider Alert. But this one, I need you to stop now and take action. It is SB 357. Thank you.